I'll be using the second option for the two gospel readings that are offered today. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They do not wash their hands when they eat a meal." He summoned the crowd and said to them, "Hear and understand. It is not what enters one's mouth that defiles the man, but what comes out of the mouth is what defiles one." Then his disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He said in reply, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. If a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit." The Gospel of the Lord. When I go to people's homes for supper, I always offer to bless their house. When I do, I enter into every room and sprinkle holy water on the walls of the room. Some bedrooms, I've noticed, have these huge life-sized stickers on them called fatheads. Have you heard or seen of these? They are high-definition wall graphics of professional athletes or animated heroes or movie stars or music icons. I've seen fatheads of Michael Jordan and of Albert Pujols and Matt Damon and Bruce Springsteen and the Beatles. But I have yet to see a fathead of Saint Benedict or Saint Teresa of Avila or Pope John Paul II. You see, fatheads are not just huge stickers. They are huge symbols of our heroes and our role models, the people we admire, the people we aspire to emulate, the people we wish we were more like. In short, fatheads are the people we follow. In the gospel today, Jesus tells his disciples to be careful about whom they follow, especially in following the Pharisees. Our Lord warns them, "Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. If a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit." That always reminds me of that great line from Star Wars, where Han Solo calls Obi-Wan Kenobi a fool, and Obi-Wan wisely replies, "Who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows him?" Obviously, it's the follower who is more foolish. In other words, Jesus is asking his disciples, "Whose fathead do you have on your bedroom wall?" Do not have a fathead of the Pharisees. Remember, the bigger fool is the one who follows one. If you could get a fathead of anyone who ever lived, who would it be for you? For me, it would be of St. John Vianney, the patron saint of parish priests, whose feast day is today, August 4th. My friends, whom we follow is not an idle question that is hypothetical or theoretical. It is very practical, and it makes all the difference. Who do you follow on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook? Whose books do you read avidly? Whose movies do you never miss? Who do you try to dress like? Whose songs are always on your lips? Can you quote from Star Wars better than you can quote from the Bible? I can. A priest friend of mine can tell you the number one rock and roll song on the week of your birthday. Just tell him what week you were born, and he will tell you the number one rock and roll song on the top 40 charts. It's amazing what we know and what we don't know. It's amazing whom we follow and whom we ignore. Fatheads are not just huge stickers. They are huge symbols of the folks we follow. If your fathead is a fool, you will both end up in the ditch. Praised be Jesus Christ.